Well, I'm really glad to see that there was justice in this case, that he's going to be put behind bars for, you know, like you said, what could be the rest of his life. He's not going to be able to prey on young boys anymore. And hopefully, you know, this will provide some closure to the victims, who can hopefully get on with healing, knowing that they did the right thing by, you know, going after him and testifying in his criminal trial. That had to be terribly difficult for them. But I know from experience with friends that have been involved in those kind of situations that testifying freed them, and it helped them immensely. And I hope that provided some closure for these young boys, too.
In terms of Maryland law for the cases like this, what changes would you like to see made?
Last year, I tried to pass a bill that would put teeth into Maryland's child abuse reporting laws, and that would be by adding a misdemeanor penalty for failure to report. You know, right now, there's no kind of inducement to report any kind of suspected abuse except for possible action against the state license of a professional like a teacher or a social worker or a doctor. And during all the testimony on the bill, it came about, we found out that only one teacher has ever faced licensing sanctions over several decades. So I think it's time for the state to do more to protect young children who may not report that they're being abused out of fear. And to make it a misdemeanor penalty, I don't think that's asking too much. And I think that that's something we need to do.
I'm mistaken. I don't think your bill made it out of committee, but is that correct before I move on to this question?
No, there was it did not make it out of committee with the misdemeanor penalty on it. They just had difficulty making it a misdemeanor.
Change the legislation to make sure it gets out of committee. I mean, you're on judicial proceedings, which is made up of and chaired by a criminal defense lawyer. You also have the House Judiciary Committee, which is full of criminal defense lawyers. How do you make the bill acceptable to them, keeping the penalties in place?
Well, that's going to be very, very difficult. I think we need to change who is in office down there, and then maybe we'll see some movement. But in the meantime, you know, you don't give up. People still need to call and shut down those switchboards in Annapolis during the session this year, because even if I'm not there, and I hope not to be there, I hope to be in Congress, people will be putting the same bill in again. And we need to convince the legislators that it's time. It's time for them to act and protect the children of this state.